I think there was a point maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago where it started to feel like the data was telling you that it was a little bit irresponsible to be saying, I'm hoping that we have competition this fall. You know, you were starting to see some trends, and some of the numbers that were being shared with us from the NCAA Sports Science Institute, and it just started to look like, unless we saw some dramatic improvement, that it was going to be difficult, especially in the higher risk sports, to have competition this fall.
Was it a thought to try and go ahead with the regular season with the cancellation of the fall championships, or when the fall championships were canceled, did you guys have a pretty good idea that it wasn't feasible to do the regular season?
In the last couple weeks, what we saw were the Sports Science Institute, the NCAA Sports Science Institute, giving us some testing guidelines that were a little more definitive. The Division II Council of Presidents canceling the fall sports championships. Some requirements that came out from the overall NCAA Board of Governors. And when you started to see that level of leadership and the requirements that were in place, it just became apparent that it was just a bridge too far, and there really wasn't a path forward to compete this fall.
We've seen from other conferences like the Big Ten saying, oh, we're going to try to move fall sports to the spring. Is that something that you've thought of at this point, or is it kind of been determined that that might not be a good course of action?
Yeah, well, we had, as I guess it was late last week, we had two different motions from the athletic directors. One was to suspend fall sports competition until January 1st, and the other one was to explore moving some of the fall sport competition to the spring if possible. And that can mean a lot of different things, but it'd be a modified schedules in different sports. So we are going to continue to look at that, and we're hopeful that we can provide that opportunity, because obviously for these student athletes, you know, the mental health component of practice and athletically related activities is important, but a lot of them also want to compete. And so we want to find a way to provide that opportunity. Of course, there won't be NCAA championships for those fall sports, but there can still be a GLIAC championship. There can still be something to play for. Some of the different decisions that have been made over the last couple of months are starting to compete with themselves, but as of right now, our fall sports will be in voluntary strength and conditioning through August 31st, and then they'll start actual practice. And the winter sports can start 8 hours a week of practice with their coaches on the fourth day of class, which for us is next week on Thursday, August 20th. So we're in this interesting situation now where our winter sports will actually have the opportunity to practice with their coaches maybe before the fall sports can. And I know that sounds odd, but that's kind of where things landed because of our university's academic calendar. But there's still a lot that goes into that too. We have to determine that we can meet all of the testing recommendations that came out from the NCAA, which includes surveillance testing for 25 to 50% of your athletes in high-risk sports every 2 weeks. So there's a whole list of sports that are low-risk, medium-risk, high-risk. And for the medium-risk and high-risk ones, we need to be able to do this ongoing testing for the student athletes. And I'm pretty confident in our process here at Northern, because the university has taken this kind of proactive testing approach for the campus as a whole, that makes it a lot easier for us to then continue that process and do the surveillance testing for our student athletes. Dr. Kirkpatrick, who's the director at the medical center at the health center for the university, he's just done an incredible job of pulling this all together, just yeoman's work, and you know, tip my cap to him. But the process is working for the campus. It's going to give the campus a baseline for all the staff and students. And then we'll just take it one step further as we continue getting into practice for student athletes. We'll be doing this kind of continuous, what they call surveillance testing, moving forward. We've been doing our testing, and it's been going well, and we'll just keep the process up.